The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Record Bushwago line is brought to you by Alive Bonds First Generations Company, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Wendy's.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can also call us on 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Let me know if we have any in and out sound so we could not be interrupted, disrupted as we are talking today. So if I'm good. Good, no issues, okay. Nobody said anything yet. So, the news at the Grand Lucayan continues to get worse and worse. According to a report in the Nassau Guardian, more staff at the Grand Lucayan has been sent home. Now, but granted, there's really only a skeletal staff, if that, there. Enough people to, I think, kind of do minimum maintenance at the place. But again, these people were working, we are told, only like a few days, and they couldn't be paid. They weren't paid in recent times on time. They still haven't been paid. Some of them, according to reports, are expressing significant frustration over the fact that they're not being paid. And now some have been sent home, we're being told. This before the Christmas. I want you to bear in mind, this is a hotel owned by the government of the Bahamas. You all know any government of the Bahamas, leading up to the Christmas, interested in an upcoming general election that allows staff to be sent home, even on the grounds of technical issues? Nah, that don't happen. So let me tell you three reasons why it seems obvious that this Grand Lucayan proposal is in big trouble. It is in big trouble. I don't know what the issue is in particular, but it is in big trouble. First of all, when asked about the project, the redevelopment project, all that the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas had to say was, as far as I am concerned, the timeline for the project is okay. That things are in accordance with the timeline. He said, you know, you don't do a redevelopment overnight. Of course, you don't do a redevelopment overnight. That's true. So, but that's all he said. Now, I want you to bear this in mind now. I have heard Prime Minister Davis speak on many issues on which he is very confident, on which he is very proud, about which he's very proud. The one, the food feeding program at schools, he can speak with that with great confidence and enthusiasm and ongoing statements, right? You can hear the Prime Minister speak about that. About the energy reform package, similarly, right? But the Prime Minister said, as far as I'm concerned, listen to those words now, as far as I'm concerned, the timeline is on and for the project's redevelopment. And no redevelopment takes place overnight. That's a given. I don't know one single intelligent Bahamian, even unintelligent Bahamian, who would believe you could do a redevelopment of a hotel overnight. Not one. Or not even in 2 weeks, not even in 2 months, not even in 3 months. You could start it overnight. You could start it in a couple of weeks. But the Prime Minister said that. So that's the first hint to me this project is in trouble. That the Prime Minister is not fulsome in his statements about this project, nor does he sound confident about the project. He does not sound confident about this project. That's the first thing. The second thing is, when asked about this project, the Deputy Prime Minister of the Bahamas, the second in command to the Prime Minister, said, go ask the Prime Minister. Can you imagine that? The second in command to the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, when asked about a project, and the Deputy Prime Minister is the Minister of Tourism and the Minister of Investment, said, well, you got to ask the Prime Minister. Meaning, he, unlike how he would confidently boast about tourism's performance or any other project, was unwilling to engage the media on this issue. That is very telling. And I would dare say, not only is it is telling about the relationship between the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister about this project. Now, of course, you know, when you are in the business that I'm in, you hear things, and you know, but I'm not willing to leap to conclusions about that. But something is amiss about the Deputy Prime Minister's response in respect of this matter and the Prime Minister's response. That's the second thing. The third thing is, the president of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, Mr. Ian Rowell, spoke enthusiastically about this project. Enthusiastically. And I mean, really, honestly, he gave a great speech on the signing during the signing ceremony for this project. And in the midst of all of this, nothing. Nothing from the Port Authority. Nothing. Nothing to give reassurances to the public about a project which the president of the Grand Bahama Port Authority enthusiastically endorsed and embraced. Now, I am not saying they can't do anything about it, but it is a project that is proposed for what would be a licensee of the Port Authority. Nothing from him. Third thing. So let me add one more thing to the part about this project. The investors, in the midst of disputes about paying people, in the midst of power getting cut off, in the midst of public doubts and concerns, investors who I believe would want to have confidence expressed in a thing it's doing, the only word we ever got from them was, well, we don't know what the timeline is going to be yet because we're waiting to see what's going to happen with the airport. Now, how does that square with what the Prime Minister says? Prime Minister says the timeline is is on target as far as he's concerned. But the investors say they don't know what the timeline for the redevelopment is going to be because they don't know what's happening with the airport. And that's the last thing we heard from them. Since all the speeches at the ceremony, that's the last thing we had. This project is in trouble. And I think, the project is in trouble. I was going to say, I think that the government would be, would do well to be perhaps more forthcoming about what is happening with the project. But that's not going to happen. I suspect there is work on the behind the scenes to try to salvage it. I note that the former Minister of Tourism, Inicio de Aguilar, is in the paper saying that he thinks that the sale was announced prematurely. Yes and no for me. It could have been premature in that they announced a sale and not to say we have a proposed sale. But here is why I say no, not because I disagree with former Minister de Aguilar, but simply because this is true. We have not seen the heads of agreement signed between the government and these folk so that we don't know what the terms of the sale was. You see what I mean? Because if in effect, the agreement for sale was conditioned on certain things, and those things were not met, then you're announcing you have a sale. It can only be a problem if you're announcing you have a concluded sale, when in point of fact, what you have is a proposal for a sale. And we don't know. We don't know. No one can to this day answer, well, no one will answer, has the government received any money for the sale of the Grand Lucayan property? No one will answer that question. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas, the Minister of Finance will not answer that question. The Deputy Prime Minister, the Minister of Investments will not answer that question. The investors will not answer that question. No one will answer that question. No one has answered the question, has the conveyance for the sale of the property been executed? You could get money ahead of a conveyance, or you could get money with the signing of a conveyance, or you could get it after the signing of a conveyance. Any one of those things. But you cannot transfer property to another person without an executed conveyance. And if the conveyance has been executed, why are we hearing from the government about the employees that work at the Grand Lucayan, when in point of fact, it should be the new owners we should be hearing from, because it's their property and it's their employees. If the conveyance hasn't been signed and executed, then the government still owns the project, the property, and there's no project. There's only announcements about a proposal of a project. It is unfortunate. The Grand Lucayan project, it appears to be very much in trouble. And the government of the Bahamas does not appear to be at one in respect of the project. At least not today. Maybe later on, but not today. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate for the country. That's unfortunate for Grand Bahama. That's unfortunate for employees present and people who are and would like to be engaged by the project. So are we going to then see another election come and then Grand Lucayan property remains in abeyance? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
West Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. Now, I was discussing some of the comments that I hear about the Grand Ucayan project. And while discussing it, the issue arose about clarity about some of the things said, right? And it's just curious to me. Alukai is not a small project. Alukai is not a small project. It's supposed to be almost a $1 billion project. You know how massive a $1 billion project or $800+ million project is? It's a serious project. It is and can be a game changer for Grand Bahama and even the Bahamas. And yet, the communication on Grand Lucaya is treated with a degree of flippancy that I think is troubling. I mean, you have a whole unit dedicated to government communication. You have a director of communication who regularly will inform people about things. And yet you have this project sitting out there. I want you all to think about that for a moment, right? You have this. The government of the Bahamas went and had a massive signing ceremony for this event. I want you to know this was, I believe, done on taxpayer dollars, okay? I can't believe it was done any other way. It was a government event, okay? Funded. You have a massive, why? Why massive signing ceremony? Because you believe the project was massive, and everyone who spoke, Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, the President, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, the investors, all spoke of it with the degree of massiveness which we think it was supposed to be. And yet the project is now shrouded in uncertainty, mystery. And how is it, how is communication about it being dealt with? Well, unless a reporter sticks a microphone in the face of somebody in the government, nobody is forthcoming with information about the project. Prime Minister says, timeline. What timeline? What do we know about the timeline? My understanding was this project's supposed to get at least start something in January. People went down to Grand Lucaya and they scraped the side of a building as a representation of tearing it down to be ready to go do business. 6 months later, you then patch up the scraped building you scraped and nothing else. We must do better. We must and should do better. We can do better in the handling of these matters. Now, let me tell you something, right? Things happen. When ministers bought the property under much criticism and then got a sale for the property, something that former Minister De Aguila alluded to. Remember, they had gotten a sale for the property to a group, Royal Caribbean, not no unknown group, Royal Caribbean, an ITM group. And then that got scuttled because you had the pandemic set in, but nothing happened and came about it after that. And then shortly after that, the government changed. Right? But we have to be able to handle these matters in a way that we are able to say to the public, you know, we sat down with this group, we believed we had an agreement, we had some conditions attached to the sale. Some of those conditions are not now in place, and so we haven't yet concluded the matter, but we still believe that it is possible, and so forth and so forth. And, you know, and if anything changes in relation to that, I will let you know, because I know this is important to you and it's important to us. What's wrong with that? Stuff happens. Crap happens. Administers, the pandemic happened. Stuff happens. Sometimes on the investor side, sometimes on the government side, stuff happens. I can tell you one thing. The investor group that bought this property cannot believe they have big money to make from this. I can't believe that. Investors who believe that don't act like that. They want to get this done. They want to move forward. And they're not acting that way. Mind you, on the day, I'm going to be honest with you all, on the day of the signing, information that came to my attention suggested this group may not be as serious as one would like. That was what, but you never heard me say anything about it, right? I didn't. You hear me say anything about it before now? Not one word. This 6 months later. But that was what came to me. May not be. Their track record was not one that you could rest your hat on and say, "Yeah, man, this can happen." You ain't gonna worry about that. That was what came to me. But I'm willing to believe people could fail today and succeed tomorrow. Not a problem. I don't take failure or anything as permanent. Things could happen and things can change. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host. We're going to pay our respects to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take one.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Guess who's had Burger King Nassau? SpongeBob SquarePants. That's right. Splash into any Burger King Nassau location and try the all-new SpongeBob Whopper. Flame-grilled beef patty topped with SpongeBob secret sauce. All the fixings you love on a yellow sesame seed bun. And kids, dive into a BK Kids meal and get a fun SpongeBob SquarePants character toy no matter your age. SpongeBob Whopper combos are waiting for you at Burger King Nassau, where Flame Grill tastes better.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, John Bolt gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a very strange feeling about the silence I am experiencing today. It is eerie, actually. Eerie. Like no one. I mean, just silence. What is that about? That's interesting. You know, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about Rick Fox's transparency platform. Rick Fox said he's committed $1 million of his own money, his personal money, to giving Bahamians the loudest voice they've ever had. He made a number of other comments I find extremely curious. Very curious. It's very interesting, actually. I mean, seriously, very interesting. Very intriguing to me, the comments. One of the things he said is he's listening and he's learning. He is listening and he is learning. I can tell you that. You can tell by the touch points that he's now making. He's now hitting. And I don't know what Rick Fox is going to actually do. I don't, in terms of his engagement in politics. But as it now stands, it seems to me that he can provide a bit of disruption to the dialogue, political dialogue happening in the country. There's one thing money can do. Money can amplify your voice. It can amplify your voice. It can do that. And it's intriguing. It's intriguing to listen to him. I mean, Rick Fox, so as a preliminary set of comments about his, or about what we're going to talk about. Like, let's be honest, all right? Let's be honest. I am told that Rick Fox has done things in the Bahamas. And I know that there are some things he's done in the Bahamas. I mean, Rick Fox has come home and played in tournaments in the Bahamas. I know that he's played, he's been around, he's done things. He's been home, right? I am not like the Deputy Prime Minister. I do not doubt the Bahamian citizenship of Rick Fox. I do not. Not one, but in terms of Rick Fox's political engagement in the Bahamas, it has been nil. For decades. Nil. Okay, I'm saying zilch. An ambassadorial role is hardly a political role. It cannot be a political role outside of the politics or science of governance, where his responsibility is to be an envoy for the government. That's what an ambassador is. You are not an ambassador in your own right. You don't get to go out there and say what you want. As an ambassador, you don't get to go and do what you want as an ambassador. An ambassador is a creature of instruction, period. An envoy. You are the representative of the person who appointed you. That's what an ambassador is. So insofar as that role was concerned, his job was to go out there and do what the government wanted him to do. But in terms of the politics of our country, in the many years we have had issues, whether it was immigration, whether it was economic, whether it was education, or social issues, whether it was climate change or environment or any number of things, Rick Fox has had no voice. Rick Fox has had no voice on those matters in a public way. Maybe in private, if somebody knows, but never in a public way. Not zilch. I've been around public life in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas from I was in the College of the Bahamas as president of COBUS. And that was in 1983. Around issues of National Youth Service. Around issues of political corruption. Around issues of unemployment. Around issues of immigration. Around issues of education. Around issues of youth development, around issues of national insurance, around all kinds of issues. Issues of trade, World Trade Organization, all these kinds of issues. For years and years and years and years, me, Darren Cash, Michael Pinter, and Donnell Osborne as young people, engaged, concerned. Montez Williams, now in a senior civil servant. For years, we've been engaged in trying to get young people to register to vote. And in all that time, my experience has not been such that I have heard anything from a Rick Fox. It is curious now to me, though, how Rick Fox comes to this discussion today. Not that he can, not that he's qualified to do so. I don't have any such issues. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, what's up, man?
Right here, man. What's going on?
You know, if I could touch base on the Alakai situation, I call it from Grand Bahama.
Okay,
and, you know, just the second heads of agreement with much, much fanfare that this administration signed. The last one was extravagant. I mean, extravagant is an understatement.
Oh, there was a big fanfare with the first one, eh?
No, it was a fanfare, but it wasn't as big as this one.
Okay.
Because remember, you know, within the first couple of weeks when they won, they came and they said, we got a sale for it. And now this is the one where they had fireworks and then they opened the bars in Port Lakaya, people eating, drinking, free soap, just junk canoe and concert, everything with Port Lakaya. So this one was huge. Mm-hmm. So, and I remember them clearly dragging the opposition over the coal, saying the opposition didn't attend the heads of agreement. I don't remember any opposition ever attending any heads of agreement. Correct me if I'm wrong. But be that as it may, from day one, the opposition, the people at Grand Bahama, the people in the Bahamas was asking for some kind of details to this hotel, to this heads of agreement. And, you know, where's the money? How much money was it sold for? I mean, give us something so we could hold on to about this sale. Everybody was excited about the sale. You know, and I remember people dragging us over the coal, oh, y'all don't want progress, and y'all down in the project and this and that. But we just want details. And the damn details that we were asking for are still missing today. Now, here we are today. People getting sent home, no details. People not getting paid, no details. Power gets shut off, no details. The water off, no details. You see what I'm saying? So the same questions we were asking for day one when they were lambasting us and saying that we wanted the project to fail is exactly what we were afraid of. We've seen this dance too many times to get excited over a sign-in. We don't want no sign-in. We don't want those shovels on the ground. We want ribbon cutting, and we want doors open.
Well, I tell them that's Grand Bahamas. We've been there for some years now. You cannot turn dirt on us.
No, we've been there too many times. I don't see no shovel in the ground. I've seen that too many times. You know, and even just the deal that the last administration had in place with the RCL, they had a deal for the hotel, they had a deal for the airport. And I believe they were trying to get a deal for the harbor. And this administration canceled that deal. That deal didn't fall through. They canceled the deal. So now cancel that deal for what we have now.
I think you are wrong. I think you are wrong to say they canceled that deal, because all I have been told since Ingram and myself were in office was we are the ones who stop and review and cancel things. That is not something that the Progressive Liberal Party does in office.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I remember Chester Cooper said it was a bad deal, so they canceled it.
You actually are right. I'm just being facetious when I say to you, I mean, that can't be so because...
I know you're being facetious.
Yeah, because...
I remember Chester Cooper said after the first signing that I will not come back to the people at Grand Bahama and tell them money is in the bank. After this signing, he said the money is in the bank. But still yet to this day, not one single person can confirm where the money is or how much the money is.
No. Chester Cooper did not say the money is in the bank. You cannot find me where he said that.
Check the records. I will send you a clip at the last signing at the Alakaya. Chester said the money is in the bank.
Please, man. Please send that to me. Please.
I will find it and send it to you.
Because I can't believe that.
Yeah, right on the lawn, and I look at him. He was being interviewed by one of the media houses, and I remember him clearly said that I told y'all I would not come back and tell the money's in the bank. Well, the money's in the bank.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'll hang up and get in the
look. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you calling. I got to get that clip. I just told y'all, no, but I didn't hear anybody say the money is in the bank. But we'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host. We're going to take a break on news. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after the news.
Call the warmth, letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Great Commission's Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commission through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever way.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I was talking about Rick Fox before we went on the break, and I was saying there's some curiosity I have around Rick Fox's approach to this political venture that he seems to be on, where he is, it seems, committed to running in the next election, but he is uncommitted to any side, which is interesting for sure. And launching a platform using $1 million, he says, to give Bahamians the loudest voice they could get. Well, I would venture that these radio stations and them probably operate on a basis of more than $1 million annually and do so with consistency over time, and that they give big voices to Bahamians, because you, and other than you call these shows talking nonsense, you can say what you want. You can share your thoughts, and you can say to the government what you want to say, as people often do. You know, people have been calling on the government to do 10,000 things on these shows. They have been criticizing the government, commending the government, commending the opposition, criticizing the opposition. So there's a pretty loud platform. I'd be curious to see what that platform would look like, but you never know. You never know. But, you know, it is clear to me that whoever is guiding Mr. Fox is not unaware of some very, very sharp issues that exist for the public of the Bahamas. Because Rick Fox has been essentially pointing to two issues, which intrigue me. One is transparency. Now, to be fair, in respect of the current administration, transparency has taken on an amplified importance, right? But transparency, insofar as the Menes administration, the Christie administration, the Ingram administration, could be argued by any and all sides, even though I would suggest my own experience with the Ingram administration, less so. Ingram is more forthright than I think any administration in the history of the Bahamas. Any, by far, right? But clearly somebody has said to Rick Fox, listen, man, transparency. Now, unless there is some particular reason personal to himself, he really wants transparency. Somebody has to be sharing to him, you know, this is the issue, you know, this. But Rick Fox has said, he's brought this notion that all these administrations have failed to be transparent. And I wonder about that. I wonder how much history of the Bahamas do you have to know to be able to make a comment like that? But then I wonder, like, I couldn't get a sense from any news reporting or anything I heard of what it is that he wishes there to be transparency on in particular. He said, for instance, this is what Rick Fox said. We will give Bahamians a voice loud enough to be heard. Tell you, I didn't know. Okay. Hold every party accountable before votes are cast, and make transparency the price of seeking power. Interesting. Mind you, that's a good thing, you know. I think if transparency is a condition of getting power, if transparency is a condition, I think that's a great thing. I think that's a great thing. If parties have to commit to transparency to get power, I think that's a great thing. He said, I'm investing $1 million of my own money to build this movement. No donors, no strings, accountable only to the Bahamian people. Now, let me be facetious. Suppose I ask somebody interested in public affairs, ask Rick Fox, just to demonstrate that is in fact his money that he'll use. Let me tell you why I said that. Do you recall that President Donald Trump said that he didn't need any donors and what have you to fund his campaign? He could fund it himself because he was a billionaire. Do y'all know, did y'all observe how many campaign fundraising activities Mr. Trump had for both his runs for president? And so if someone gives you funds that you use, that's their funds. Your funds are your funds. They're coming out of your bank account. Transparency might say, yeah, let me show you all. This came from my account. Someone might ask that for somebody who's calling for transparency. says, with the general election due next year, Fox, who is an ambassador at large, has mounted a social media campaign that has garnered widespread attention both locally and internationally. While he has announced his plan to run in the election and noted that both the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement have been pursuing him, Fox said yesterday he is not joining any political parties yet. As many have asked, which party are you joining here, he said. And he says, none, not yet. Not because I'm undecided, but because silence is still masquerading as governance. Silence is still masquerading as governance. He said, I won't offer loyalty to a system that treats transparency as a threat. I won't choose sides when neither side is willing to state its position. This is not avoidance, it's accountability. I won't choose sides when neither side is willing to state its position. Position on what? On what? I won't offer loyalty to a system that treats transparency as a threat. Let me tell you, right? So let's suppose that none of these political parties, FNMPLP, does what Mr. Fox wants. Okay? I understand that the COI reached out to him, Mr. Bain, and that Rick Fox did not respond. So if neither of these political parties reaches out to him, and he's not willing to commit to a system, he's not willing to commit loyalty to a system that treats transparency as a threat, what does he do then in the next election? Runs as an independent? And do what? You can't change the system without being in government. Yes, you can agitate. Yes, you can advocate. Yes, you can influence. No question about that. So there's that. But what system though? What system is he talking about? So before Ingram became head leader of the Free National Movement, well, when Ingram became leader of the Free National Movement, one of the things that he had as a tenet of his agitation was transparency. He talked about the fact that the government had been signing all of these, the pending administration had been signing all these heads of agreement, none had been tabled, and so forth and so forth. And he vowed that any heads of agreement that he signed would be tabled, which he did. He was a regular communicator in Parliament of things happening. He gave gavel to gavel coverage of the House of Assembly, which had not been so covered before, so that people hardly knew what was taking place in their own House of Assembly. He provided private radio and privatized the media so that people could have more than just the one government-owned radio station and television station giving them information. Talk about transparency, right? Now, the administrations that came after didn't undo that. When Christie became prime minister, he didn't undo that. He kept that. So that kind of transparency continued. He and every other government since has suffered criticism by virtue of that elevated prime transparency in governance in the country through private media. And then over time, you had more and more fiscal reforms that sought to bring greater transparency to the country. The system itself isn't the issue. It's the leaders who are operating in the system who may, to a lesser or greater degree, be observing the transparency that's required. That is why when you come to politics, you tackle the leadership, tackle the people who are operating in the system. Don't tell me about my system. My system has built-in transparency mechanisms. Right? They passed a law, the FOIA act is already the law of the land, but there's no operationalizing of it. That ain't on the system. That's on the leadership. That's on the people who operate in the system. Tackle them. Tackle them. And this is when you come to politics, it's no time to be cute. Leadership is about people. It's people who lead. It's people who you lead for. And so you and it's people. You don't get cute. Take on Mr. Davis. Take on Mr. Pintad. Take on Mr. Bean. Because it is the change of leadership that brings the change you require in the system. That's what you got to do. And play cute with it. If you have no leadership in the Bahamas, the system just sits there. It don't do nothing one way or the other. Why we play cute with this? Leadership is done by people. That's who does it. And in this country, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is the person who demonstrates and magnifies and maximizes that leadership. And as goes his priority, as goes his passion, as goes his competence, as goes his willingness, so goes the government. And that's a fact. All right, don't let's get caught up in those systems. Systems are nameless and they are faceless and what have you. You want to deal with the Bahamas, you want to make change in the Bahamas, then you have to deal with the people who operate the system. That's a fact. I mean, what we did. Pinlandos needed to change the Bay Street Boys to get change for the people of the Bahamas. They did that, got change. Ingram needed to change Pinland in order to get change for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He did that. Christie needed to get change for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He changed Ingram, and he got some change. That's you got to change people. You don't pledge no loyalty to the system. This is not about in fact, you are pledging loyalty to the country, to the people of the Bahamas and to the Bahamas as a state. What you then do is deal with the people who are the leadership of it. As John Maxwell said, leadership sets a cap on everything. Everything he says, leadership sets a cap on it. So what is going right or wrong is a function and an indication and a reflection of your leadership. And those who come to politics, you got to come with the bravery, ready to deal with people, not to be cute with them. Be able to say to the Prime Minister, you are not getting this particular issue right. You are not doing that right. Here's why I say that. And to say to people, if you want them to change, you have to change this Prime Minister if you want change. Or don't you ain't gonna get the change you want if you get that leader of the opposition or this leader of the opposition. That's, you got to deal with the people. That's the reality. They are the ones who are going to make the decisions. Systems don't make no decisions by themselves. People make those decisions. You want better governance, you got to get better people to govern. That's reality. And you have to make that choice yourself. I see people run around blaming Trump for this and blaming Trump for that. And yes, you can blame Trump for this and you can blame Trump for that. But let's ultimately know that people elected Donald Trump. So when are the masses of those people getting together and saying, oh, I like what he's doing, I don't like what he's doing, because it's them who elected him. Same thing in the Bahamas. You like, don't like Prime Minister Davis and his team? We elected him, not we as in you personally, but all the people who got together enough and sufficient to make him the government of the Bahamas. That's what happened. And that's where you got to keep your eyes. Your eyes have to be on the prize. And the prize is the leadership of the state, of the government. What does the Constitution say? The leader of the party with the most members elected to the House of Assembly becomes Prime Minister. That's who the Governor General calls upon to be Prime Minister, not his system. The Governor General doesn't look around and see what system we need. The Governor General looks for that person who commands the support of the majority of members in the House of Assembly, and that is oftentimes the leader of the party with the most members elected to the House of Assembly. So let's not get the dialogue mixed up. Transparency is an issue, but if you want to do something with transparency, you have to commit yourself to a cause, and you got to commit yourself to a group, and you got to commit yourself to changing or dealing with the people who run the system. But transparency is an issue. And then he focuses heavily on immigration. And then he raises this question, Rick Fox I'm talking about. When given that temporary status has been now suspended for Haitians, what is a nation of 400,000 people supposed to do with all them people from the United States of America who might be seeking someplace to be? Mr. Fox, with the greatest respect to you, there are five, let me see what the population of Haiti is. What's the population of Haiti? Population of Haiti is 11.9 million. Haiti has been on fire for years. For years. And the Bahamas has been at the crossroads of its people seeking to get out of that fire. You think a temporary status problem in America changes more our circumstances in respect of Haitian migration to the Bahamas than does what is happening in the Haiti, where 11.9 million Haitians exist? That I must suddenly become terrorized because a change in America's policy now has taken place versus no change having taken place in the one place where the most Haitians on planet Earth live? That's as close to me as a boat ride away. And then the question of enforcement was raised by Mr. Fox. What do you mean, where's the enforcement? Seriously? Seriously, do it? For real? With the greatest respect, Mr. Fox, we have been enforcing immigration laws in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas for decades, catching, repatriating, etc. I've been in the Ministry of Finance, had to pay for the repatriations. That's enforcement. You mightn't like it. You might like the degree of it, but it's been happening. What do you think a detention center is? We've been paying for that too. I mean, let me tell you something, right? Criticize my country. Point out its challenges. Point out its failings. But don't blame me, man. Don't blame me like we know backwater ain't doing nothing country. I will not accept that. I've been too close to it for that. This is what I tell people. When you talk about yourself, talk about your whole self. Talk about your good, your bad, and your ugly. But don't let anybody just focus on your bad and focus on your ugly and make you feel like you're an ugly, bad person altogether. I don't want that. I'm not tolerating that. That's not good. You have a caller on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello?
Hey, yes, we're listening to you, sir.
Oh, man, I talked to you today. No calls today. Been on the wire for a minute. So I have to back up because he was talking about the system versus leaders, right? And from transparency, I think was a problem for us in this country, for myself, from Prime Minister Christie to Prime Minister Menes, and now to Prime Minister Davis. We have changed the people, the leaders, and yet it still remains the same thing. So obviously, it has to be the system. Even though we have laws and stuff in place, why aren't the laws being followed?
Let me ask you a question before you go on, because you just asked a pertinent question. Who's supposed to follow the laws?
The government.
No. Who is the government? Who is that?
The persons that we elected.
Okay, so there's your issue, brother? It's
no, but
the
I'm
persons.
Saying we didn't change parties after parties, government after government. So why it still is the same thing from one party to the next?
No, but that is not true, though. Not everything is the same.
Okay, that's not true.
No, it's not.
Do we know everything that Christie did in his administration?
If I no, that's not. But I didn't say. I said that's not true about everything, though. That's what I said. No, it's not true.
Maybe not everything, but I'm talking about transparency. Because I mean, if we talk about transparency, I think we want it across the board, not just hide pick what you want to tell us, and then hide the rest.
No, but nothing about what you just said changes anything that I said. If you change from this person to the next person, that's like a football team changing its quarterback and still not getting the results. And then one day when it gets the right quarterback, it gets the results. Right? My point is you're saying we have laws in relation, for instance, to disclosure. We have a law. That's a system.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, the only people who can make that law work is people.
So why can't we have a system where no matter who sits in the chair, the law still carries out?
No, but brother, because you are my
why
friend.
Why not be upon the leader to say,
my friend,
okay,
you
I
are, my friend, you are either you are intentionally or unintentionally doing it, but you are failing to recognize something, bro. A law cannot obey itself.
Question. Right now, we had this problem with disclosure. And now Mr. Pintard is saying what he is threatening to do come the new year. So why don't we have people in place, no matter who the prime minister is, follow the law that is on the book without the leader of that party saying, we could do this or we could do that?
You know why? Because you obviously do not understand when John Maxwell says that leadership sets a cap on everything. You obviously don't understand that. You obviously don't understand when Jesus said, my people perish for lack of.
So.
My people are like sheep without a shepherd.
Uh-huh. So if that shepherd do not take the sheep in a direction, even though they know the direction to go, or they know how to stand for something against something that leader may be telling them, they just follow blindly.
No, I don't think, I mean, you may be simplifying it a little bit, but leadership matters, my friend. That's the reality.
Yes, it does matter, but I'm saying it does not necessarily change the system, though.
Yeah, but it may not be that you need to change the system, because the system has to be led by people. Every system is created by a person or persons, and it is led by a person or persons. That's period. That's how it works. That's why we have leadership in place. That's why you have leadership in place everywhere. That's why God gave us parents for families. That's why you have principals for schools. That's why you have presidents for companies. That's why you have leadership for communities. That's why you have team leaders for teams. There's a reason for that.
Okay, so let me ask you this last question. So as relates, let's use the UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
The UK, if the prime minister or minister or anyone of that sort does something against what is the norm, effective immediately, they will tender their resignation without being forced to ask for it. So why we can't have a system that does that same thing without the leader having to say,
But you are wrong about that, son. That's untrue. That is untrue. Very often in the United Kingdom.
How many times we had prime ministers in the UK step down because of infractions or stuff that they did without even being asked to step down?
Not many.
We had about four prime ministers or Bingham step down in UK.
Listen to me, bro. Since you are so confident about this, I'm sitting down with my WhatsApp number. It's 3439-3043. Send me the four.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, send them to me.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's a holly frosty Christmas with Wendy's and Coca-Cola. This holiday season, you can turn every meal you upgrade into a chance to win. Purchase any large premium combo, like a juicy Dave single or a delicious Asiago Ranch chicken sandwich, for your chance to win cash, tech prizes, gift cards, and more. So visit your neighborhood Wendy's, where great tasting food meets holiday magic. Rules and restrictions apply.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It says, Z, I'm with you. Rick and this condescending attitude will not go very far. People execute laws. This COI fella ain't getting it. A number of people referring to him as COI. I don't know who it is, you know. I don't know who it is, but he definitely does not understand how systems work. He does not. I am telling you, he does not understand. People make a system. People have to operate a system. People operate a system for people. This is as basic as you get. So that's like me. Up my car, sitting down. Beautiful car. Oh, everything works in the car. All the systems in the car, the sound system, the transmission system, everything works. And somebody gets inside the car, can't drive. Or somebody gets in the car, can't drive well. And I said, well, you know what? Let me change. It ain't the people, it's the car. I mean, you know, once I get the system right, the car can drive right. No, man, systems are not self-operating things. You can't understand that, bro? Can't help you. Really, really, honestly, I can't. It says, while persons, may I say, voters are genuinely ignorant about how systems work. The big problem is the ignorant are often the loudest, says that text. This text says, Chester did say the money was in the bank. However, he said it kind of off the cuff, as why else would they be there? Says, talking only and exclusively about the bad, real, or imagined is the modus operandi of the COI. You will get them confused, demanding that the good and bad expressed in context. Just like the caller who confuses political parties and system intent, failing to understand that they are both under the influence and behavior of people. COI does not need facts. They are fixed on opinions. Facts and truth are do not deter them from their opinion. He is a COI supporter. What you got is the sermon Lincoln Bean gives every Sunday to them. I see. Says, great show, Mr. Lang. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm trying, trying. This text says, hi, Shivago, my brother. All I say is that you are absolutely spot on. Take care. Appreciate it. Thank you. Try. I'm trying. All right, we have some more text here. Let me get them read. It says, FNM stated position. Michael C. Pintad, leader of the opposition, aggressively promoted that his administration would bring about one, transparency, two, accountability, three, one, transparency. This, I'm reading what you put. Two, accountability, three, integrity, four, anti-corruption, and five, freedom of information in governance. Is Rick Fox simply seeking to align himself with the same message? He can't be aligning with the PLP, as they said they are not on that run. I don't know, honestly. I am very confused about Rick Fox's posture in his proposition in politics in this country. I'm very confused, I must confess. Nothing has that he has indicated, said, has given me any light. I mean, he's almost treating himself like he is in a draft. You know, you're in the draft, and these folks got to get on, go and see how wonderful you are, and then pick you. Okay. So he might run with Mr. Minnis. Okay, good luck with that. So Lincoln Bain used his double talk to say that Rick Fox is aligned with the COI. In fact, he all but alleged that they were in agreement as his broadcast was labeled Welcome Rick Fox, then spoke as if he was just waiting for one more confirmation call. That's why Lincoln Bain said, get rid of the PLP and the FNM or this country will not be better, your choice. Well, if the caller had called in and said, Shivago, we have changed FNM and we have changed PLP leadership and we have not gotten what we want. We now need to change to a new leadership. Me and him would not have had an exchange about that, but he don't even understand the difference between a system and people who operate it and how that works. It says if PM Davis wanted to enforce disclosure requirements, he would. If she wanted to enforce traffic laws, Chief Shanta Knowles would. We ain't nothing but slackness and corruption. Okay. I mean, I can't argue with you that when it comes to the things which they have the responsibility for, they clearly can. Do the things that they are empowered to do. Said, good day, Mr. Lang, and a great man with balance of political perspective, humbleness, and youthfulness. You are ripe to be a prime minister in the Bahamas. Please accept this as approval. You are a perfect candidate for leadership. Thank you, and I appreciate your saying so. But today, Shivago Lang is trying to just talk on the radio. How about that? We have two callers on the line. We have, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
The line.
Hi. Hey, what's up? I'm right here, my friend.
Good. You're onto something good today.
Listen to me. Listen to me, man. How come you always call my show, say, oh, you're onto something good today, if it's something you think you agree with? How that works?
No, it's something that you said that had me holding on for almost 25 minutes.
I got you, brother. What's
usually up? Hang up and it takes that long. But I am not hanging up today. I'm holding on.
I
want to beat on this, not beat on, but talk about something on this Rick Fox matter.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. If Rick Fox believe we are in some type of thing, right, let him come in. Rick Fox, Mr. Ingram, had cleared up the airwave for the Bahamian people to express themselves. That was something good. You said, Mr. Christie, when he came into power, he got to cut the talk show them off. He never did it. He ran through with it. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ingram came back. He never stopped it. That is something good. But what I am saying, sir, I hope you did the follow-up on the little thing that we talked about with the Bamboo Town constituency thing.
Oh, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, my friend. Thank you for reminding me. I called the Bamboo Town office and I got a pleasant young lady who answered the phone I told her who I was and why I was calling. She said, yes, sir, we're open every day from blah, 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 and so forth and so forth. And I told her, thank you very much. I will go on radio and let them know.
Thank you, sir. Now, but what I'm saying, Mr. Rick Fox, is he seems like he's neither right now on the line with the FNM nor the PLP. He reached out to Brother Lincoln Bain, reached out to him. He never answered Mr. Lincoln Bain back on behalf of what Mr. Lincoln Bain is saying. So that means he's not even with the COI. What magic Rick Falk is trying to do here in the Bahamas? It has to be a magic he's on, or a trick. Whoever's advising Rick Falk, two things. One, they can jam him. Two, they can get some good money from him.
Or three, let me give you a scenario. This is purely theoretical. If I wanted all political parties to be on guard about how they handle me, I would do something that they would know. Don't mess around with me. I don't matter which one you to get in.
But he's not being advised properly. He needs to sit down over this Christmas holiday. Don't worry about no Santa Claus now. Sit down, and if he's serious about getting into politics in the Bahamas, he got to reach out to some serious people.
Well, we can see.
He isn't
see what
making
happens.
No sense. The road he's on now, he isn't making no sense.
We can see what's going to happen. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll take a break. I understand the other caller, Trump. We'll be back after this last break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
You try to rest, but broke with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. I understand we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. I'm listening to your program and listening to you talk about the systems don't necessarily, it's not a problem with the system, but the people who operate the system.
I didn't say that, because you can have a problem with a system. What I said, though, is that systems are operated by people.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, for an example, mm-hmm. most prime ministers are vying for more than just one term. And they strive continuously over their tenure to maintain some popularity.
Mm.
And the things that are the things that really require their immediate attention isn't really going to bring any popularity to them. Mm. For example, let's agree that the roads from Bay Street to South Beach on East Street, the road needs to be widened. Blue mm-hmm. Hill the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We saw what happened with Mr. Ingram when he attempted to solve that problem. After he did so, and I tell you, we're benefiting now from what he did. But he paid mm-hmm. a price for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And even when we think that we needs to be done, most of them are concerned, am I going to be popular in doing this thing?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's more than an Achilles heel. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know?
Yeah, but,
and so
yeah, but
that's what most
that,
leaders need to grapple with.
Whether yeah, except that, except that, notwithstanding the lack of popularity, Mr. Ingram still went ahead with the road program, did he not?
I hear you clearly, sir.
I said, despite the lack of it being popular, Mr. Ingram still went ahead with the road program, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Okay, but there are leaders who are prepared to do the necessary.
And I think that is one of the problems we have right now with the system that we have. Not only the system, but basically how leadership operates under the system that they're under.
Mm.
You see? There are many things that needs to be addressed, but to address them, how is that going to make me look? Will that guarantee me winning the next election? If for me it isn't, man, I'm not fooling with that. I ain't voting with that. You see? Behemoth, as much as we like to talk about holding our leaders accountable, the things that they have to deal with from us is not really beneficial when you look at it. You know, the same people that seek to serve is the same people who will gonna judge them and gonna judge them critically. Satisfying the needs that they have.
That is a real issue. That's a real issue. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate you calling. That's a real issue. That sometimes you do things, you do the right thing, and it bothers people because it's the right thing, and that means you can't just run it right like that, get off scot-free like that, so forth and so forth. But it's an issue. It says, I do not know if it is most, but certainly a lot of our people do not fully appreciate the value of our parliamentary system. I agree with that. It says, Mr. Z, can you one day not mention Papa? Not because he gave you your chance in politics. You have to continue sounding like you're singing for your supper, and I'll start rowing with your onion skin. Okay. Obviously, you're looking for attention today. Sorry. You're not going to get it from me. It says, Lincoln can't say he is the change. He must say it is the PLP, FNM, and the system. Imagine saying directly that he is the change, because his damaged public reputation and character would be scrutinized. He leaves it up to his supporters to do so based on his Sunday sermons. That person. Okie dokie. This says, you are balanced and fair. You see things for what they are. Wrong is wrong, and right is right, regardless of what party it is, says that texter. And I try, no matter what some of these folks want to tell me. boy. If some of y'all think I on y'all run this go round, boy, you and my skin onion, I can't even talk about your skin because you hide. Why don't you text me directly on this line? 439-3043. Let me know who you are. Let me see how much courage you have. Text me. Tell me your name. Say, why can't Rick Fox have his own agenda? What's wrong with that? He may want to start his own. Yeah, nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with that, but there's nothing wrong with people being able to look at his agenda and saying, that confuses me. Stand it. That sounds seems contradictory. Nothing wrong with that at all. So the issue isn't having his own agenda at all. But when you enter public life, your agenda, if you are interested in votes, becomes the people's agenda. And so if they want to comment on it, they can. Whether they agree or disagree. And if you can't take that, so be it. So like if Rick Fox was going along with the PLP, that PLP troll who just called you would have been talking different. I agree that he would have said maybe different something to say. No, but so with F&M's. You didn't hear the F&M saying anything, eh? Me and Mr. Pintard has been saying he would welcome. He would welcome Mr. Fox. So you didn't hear the F&M talk about or say criticize him, and you didn't hear the PL, and you had the PLP criticize him. So it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. And that's to be expected. Why would I talk bad with somebody who's with me? That don't make sense. I don't understand people. Okay, now, bro. So let me tell you what I do. Right? Sometimes some people call me trying to make a point and talking. So in the instance of the caller, he calls me and tells me the UK person resigned because of X, Y, and Z. You all recall that, right? I want somebody to text me and say, yes, he said UK. He said UK, right? So now I challenged him. I said, no, go ahead and send me the thing. So here's what he sends me now. Listen to mine. He sends UK. Say, oh, Sebastian Lecornu resigned after just 27 days amid political deadlock. How is that? How is deadlock corruption? I mean, seriously? Are you serious? Sends me, he say, oh, Francois Bayrou, who's not, I don't think was a prime minister, say government collapse leading to Lecornu's appointment. Okay, so he resigned. That's France. This is France. Both those people are France. and how? After the government collapse. Say Gabriel Attai, another recent PM in France's revolving door of leaders. France again now. He didn't say UK. He said Antonio Costa resigned following corruption investigations. Following in corruption investigation. But he didn't say, you know, I was corrupt. Let me resign. Say Mario Draghi, this Italy now. That one was Portugal. This one, Italy. Say, step down after losing coalition support. Not corruption. Man, y'all, who y'all think? But bro, you could tell me UK is the UU all you want. You came with an argument you cannot support. And this nonsense you sent me doesn't support it. Who do you all think y'all are dealing with? Right? If you can't do better than that and you represent a side, you will understand why you don't get far. You will understand it. You say, yes, he said UK. Of course he said UK. Said UK and didn't have the brass. Went on the internet searching for things and was so lazy in the search, sent me something that that only one person was a UK person. One person. Two people. And the short, and one resigned after 44 days. Doesn't say corruption. The other resigned after Brexit vote. Everything else is France and Portugal and Italy. I wish you all luck, man. I wish you all well. Good luck, yeah? So I've been thinking for a while that the current system will not bring the change we want. Just look at what happened with the smuggling bill. I have a different view of Rick Fox. I believe he is precisely what we need, someone who, unlike 90% of Bahamians, did not feel the full weight of victimization and is willing to speak out and put pressure on political leadership. The point where I differ is I don't think he can make this change inside a party. Well, that's because you obviously don't understand our system. You don't. You don't understand our system. If you scream at the government, and we have had more eloquent people than Rick Fox any day scream at the government, more articulate, more experienced people scream at the government any day, and the government don't want to make that change, what you could do? The building administration was in office for 25 years. Third parties has been screaming at the F&M and PLP for time immemorial. And everybody, and all, every election, we vote F&M and PLP for the most part. Well, what is Rick Fox going to do? Scream at who? Outside of a political party. Y'all keep buying that dream, brother. Your constitution says, who becomes leader of the party? The one with the most members elected House of Assembly. Who therefore becomes the government? The ones with the majority of people. Who governs the country? The ones with the majority of people in the House of Assembly. When will y'all get this? When will y'all get this? Well, because if that's what it takes, well, let's just go find the richest Bahamian anywhere on planet Earth and let them come here and start screaming. What? Anyway, y'all keep at it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God's best life. We'll be back again with you tomorrow. Be well. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.